state calls Bryant Allen, a friend of Rodney King, who was a passenger in King's car that night.
At that time, did you know somebody by the name of Rodney Glenn King?
Yes.
How long did you know him, Mr. King?
Well, King, but all my youth life. No.
How long?
My youth life, like 12 years.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah. All right. And on the evening of March 2nd, 1991, did you see Mr. King? On the evening of March 2nd, 1991, did you and Mr. King get together?
Say March 91?
Yes.
March 3rd, 91, yeah.
Allen's testimony seems questionable in some respects, and he can't testify about the beating. He was on the ground, hands cuffed behind his back, when King was beaten. On cross-examination, Allen is questioned about King's unusual behavior during the chase.
So you told Mr. King to pull over, and he didn't when you said it the first time, did he?
Right.
You thought he might have been in shock, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you mean by shock?
But he wasn't doing that. This got stuck to where he was doing.
Well, you thought he was acting pretty strange, didn't you?
No. I know he was acting strange.
You started getting more and more and more worried the less and less Mr. King listened to you, correct?
Right. At one time, I wanted to just jump out the car, but I didn't want to do that. But I didn't think I'd be doing something.
Well, you thought he was acting kind of crazy, didn't you?
Huh?
You thought he was acting crazy, didn't you?
It's acting strange, yeah.
That observation may actually help the defense, underscoring its claim that the officers had reason to believe that King was on the drug PCP. Next comes the prosecution.